This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is our last show before Mother's Day, and I will not see Katie on Mother's Day. So this is the day that I wanted to celebrate you for Mother's Day.
Thank you. Aww.
And Katie walked in this morning. Kevin, thank God, got here before you did, and he was able to help me as I was panicked because I thought that a great gift for Katie for Mother's Day would be flowers and a card, but also oysters.
Oh, boy.
Because she loves oysters.
I do. Yeah.
More than anything. I have never purchased oysters.
Okay.
I have certainly never shucked an oyster.
Right.
And my hands are bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And I only opened about half of them.
Yeah.
How'd I do? Are they not good?
Well, okay, so these aren't the kind of oysters that you just slurp.
They're not?
No.
He told me that they were.
They are absolutely not.
Are they the little ones that you slurp?
Yes. These are barbecue oysters.
Oh,
which
damn
I'll still eat.
You will.
Knowing that you are a new shucker,
yes.
I question how much shell is going to be in it. I can tell you've never shucked an oyster because you thought it's something you could do early in the morning,
right?
Before I got in.
So I went to Nugget to get these oysters. And I'm talking to the guy who works at the butcher counter. Oh, I'd like to buy some oysters. And he goes, oysters for barbecuing? And I said, no, for eating raw. And he was like, okay. And he said, do you want these little ones? And they were like the quarter sized ones. Or do you want these big ones? And I said, obviously the big ones. So I get him and he gives me all these instructions about, okay, like, so you buy it, then put it in the fridge, leave them wrapped up. Like he's talking about it like it's a temperamental toddler. Okay.
Wow.
He's like, and then you get like a butter knife and he's trying to show me what to do with like a box cutter. And I'm watching him in the store with a box cutter trying to like get it. And I'm looking at his fingers and his hand. I'm like, could you stop? Like my anxiety started to like skyrocket. I was like, no, I'll figure it out. Just stop. So I come in today. I bring a knife from home. If anybody thinks I'm ruining knives here at Odyssey, I am not. Okay.
And then we have nice knives that can be ruined.
He goes, when are you going to have these? I said, tomorrow morning.
And he said, tomorrow morning?
He did. He goes, what? I go, yeah. I go, like, 5:30 a.m. probably. And he goes, okay.
Which is funny. Why is there a certain time to eat oysters, but not another? Come on.
You're asking the wrong people.
Yeah.
We're on Team Katie. Okay. So he goes, okay, well, you don't want any of these that are open. He goes, because unless they're open, you got to eat them right away. He goes, so if they're open and you're going to wait, he's like, that's not good. So I'm like, okay, all right. And so he went through and picked out all the ones that were closed. They're too closed.
Yeah.
They're mad. Those oysters are like, you are not getting in here.
Nice try.
We are protecting ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the third little piggy oysters. Like, I should have gotten the first little piggy. I should have gotten for Straw House.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then I come in here. The kitchen is a mess. Thank God Kevin showed up. But even with Kevin's help, because Kevin comes in and he practically calls me a dumb bitch for not knowing how to shuck an oyster. And then he tries doing it too, and it was hard.
No, because we don't have the right tools.
And Kevin wasn't willing to spend the money on me to get the right tools.
Well, yeah. I don't think they sell it at the grocery store.
Well, no, he said that they did. He just said that they were expensive. But like... the whole kitchen area here at Odyssey, covered in little bits of oyster shell.
Yeah.
The whole thing smells like the ocean.
Yeah, my hands smell like the ocean.
So I come in, Kevin runs at me to stop me from being able to get into the kitchen area. And I go, hi. And he goes, I like your sweater. And I'm like, what is going on? And for a second, I'm like... thinking, like, what day is it? It's not my birthday. Like, I wasn't thinking about Mother's Day.
Right.
And so then Kevin brings me to our boss's office to hide me from what is going on. But as he's walking me, he keeps sniffing his fingers. And I'm like, what is going on? So he leaves. He comes back, sniffing his fingers again. And he's really not very good at, like, trying to distract someone when a surprise is coming. So he comes back in and he just goes, hi. I'm like, hi?
You probably thought, well, I guess the boy started huffing spray paint in the bags.
I did not know what was going on. I also couldn't understand, like, based on the day, what we were doing. Like, why is this happening?
So
what
my
is
distraction
happening? Why
was good.
Huh? I mean, it was certainly a distraction.
It was. I felt distracted. Yeah.
So, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I got the wrong oysters.
Oh, okay, I'll still try them.
Okay, good. All right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.